seems reasonable. And by the way, Trump's travel ban went into effect last night. Are you among the people who can't hear us right now? That's all ahead on WMAL. Right now, 6 o'clock, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Justice Department is giving up the legal fight over the name Redskins. In a letter to a federal appeals court, the Justice Department says last week's Supreme Court decision in favor of an Asian American rock band called the Slants means the Redskins will prevail in a legal battle to cancel their trademarks. Redskins owner Dan Snyder said last week he was thrilled by the Supreme Court's ruling last week. Parts of President Trump's travel ban went into effect last night.
The ban temporarily prohibits immigration from six predominantly Muslim nations: Libya, Syria, Iran, Yemen, Somalia, and Sudan.
These aren't garden spots. These aren't places that we've had a great deal of good dealings with.
Military intelligence expert Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer tells the Larry O'Connor Show there are exceptions to the ban. People who have close family members here in the U.S. may still be allowed to come, but will be vetted.
You're going to be having people look at social media. You're going to have individuals look at the deeper background and relationships of these individuals.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
One of the highlights of the holiday weekend is the Capitol 4th celebration on the Mall. And crews are now busy making sure that it is a happy and safe event.
Right now, there is no credible threat against the Independence Day celebration on the National Mall. But Michael Litteris with the National Park Service says they're ready if something happens.
The U.S. Park Police, in coordination with the variety of federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies in the DMV, will be prepared.
The fireworks on the Mall will go off at 9:09 Tuesday night and last for about 17 minutes. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A House panel has agreed to strip money from the proposed new FBI headquarters. The legislation, approved by a House Appropriations Subcommittee, would rescind $200 million that's already been set aside for the new headquarters that both Maryland and Virginia leaders want. Maryland Congressman Steny Hoyer and Anthony Brown say in a statement that the panel's action is reprehensible, and they say House Republicans are, quote, playing politics with our national security. Top Senate Republicans may try to preserve a tax boost on high earners enacted by President Obama. It's all part of their bid to attract party moderates and rescue their push to repeal Obamacare. Following the lead of Britain, France, and Spain, Germany is now about to legalize same-sex marriage.
Following German Chancellor Angela Merkel's decision on Monday to allow a vote on it, Germany's parliament has voted by a wide margin, 393 to 226, to legalize same-sex marriage. Merkel's decision effectively freed members of her ruling conservative bloc to follow their personal conscience rather than the party line. Merkel, who will seek a fourth term in a September election, says she voted against the measure out of her belief that marriage was between a man and a woman, but added she had become convinced in recent years that same-sex couples should be allowed to adopt children. The measure will likely be signed into law next week. Scott Carr, Washington.
Police in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida say it was tennis star Venus Williams who caused a fatal car crash.
Police say witnesses told investigators that Williams ran a red light, causing a June 9th wreck that injured a 79-year-old man who died 2 weeks later. The 37-year-old Williams lives in the area of the accident and has not been charged or cited, although the accident remains under investigation. The report says she was not under the influence of drugs or alcohol at the time. I'm Bill Michaels.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,287. The Nasdaq at 61.44. Sports, the Nats fall to the Cubs after blowing a save for the 13th time this season. The O's beat Toronto. WNBA, the Mystics win. And David Lingmerth fires a 5-under-65 to take the first-round lead at the Quicken Loans National. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Let's be real.
Traffic and weather.
Lots of coverage here.
The day's top stories.
And now get this.
And you.
I love talking to you in the afternoon.
Thank you for that.
The Larry O'Connor Show, 3 to 6.
I'm going to be here.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show. You know, a great first step in planning for retirement is contributing to your savings plan at work. But a truly comprehensive retirement strategy involves more than just savings alone. It's time to think about retirement planning in a whole new way. So I invite you to find out more in our summer seminar, Preparing for Retirement. You'll learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts, maximize your Social Security benefits, and design your estate plan. Mastering these strategies now will help you enjoy a secure and financially successful retirement later on. With retirement just over the horizon, make sure you have the information you need to start off the right way. We have 7 seminars in the D.C. metro area the week of July 10th with weekday sessions 1 and 7 p.m. and Saturday at 11 a.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a zero-res clean and save. Book at zeroresdc.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Bill, a crash closes the express lanes in Virginia. Traffic update is sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. This is Interstate 95. Everybody, if you're coming through the Dale City area toward the Potomac Mill sign, pushing north, the crash again closing the express lanes. Vehicle on its side. Nobody gets by. In the main lines, though, you do get by. Fire and rescue units block the left lane, but just at a crawl here. So planning ahead, northbound 95, avoiding the express lanes because of the closure overturned near the Prince William Parkway. Now, let's go 66 in the plains. Unusual delays here, and this is due to a crash. 66 eastbound before you get to the Route 55, John Marshall Highway, right side blocked. On Maryland's 29 in Silver Spring, northbound 29. Just the northbound side closed at Randolph Cherry Hill Road. Overturned car in that area. You're being forced to exit onto Randolph Cherry Hill Road. Ride the exit ramps. That shouldn't cost you too much extra time. And watch for a crash reported on 270 southbound as you approach Falls Road. Attention diabetics, with insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Summertime heat continuing. Great day if you are getting out of Dodge for maybe an extended holiday weekend. A few clouds, mild this morning, and a breeze out of the southwest will keep that breeze and the heat and the humidity 93 later. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 71 in Herndon, 73 in Hinesville, 74 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. After 28 years, Sony Music is getting back into the vinyl records business. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Had a busy news day today. Can't a Friday be slow? What the heck? Kevin Daly is coming up with us at 6:35. He's a Daily Caller News Foundation reporter, and he covers legal affairs, and he's going to have a very detailed analysis for us about this travel ban that President Trump finally got in place last night, thanks to the Supreme Court. That's ahead. 7:05, we'll talk to Steve King. He's, of course, a congressman from Iowa, and he's all about these immigration bills that passed yesterday in the House. He'll give us sort of some details about what's next on that front. And then Tucker Carlson joins us at 8:35. He's got a message for President Trump. He was saying last night, here's what he can do to stay on track. We'll find out more from him when he joins us at 8:35 this morning on Mornings on the Mall. My name's Vince Colonnaise. I'm joined by Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Vince. Happy Friday.
You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love.
Well, if that cell phone rings while you're driving, you better not answer it. Yeah, listen, we all know that talking on the phone while, you know, especially, you know, using a handheld cell phone is dangerous while you're driving. And I've seen so many people doing it. And what I find is you actually go slower. When you see someone, I'll see someone on the loop, and they're going, you know, in the middle lane, and they're going really, really slowly. I pass them, and they're on their phone. They're talking on their phone.
Totally.
I think you just go much slower, and they don't notice the people passing them on both the left and the right, beeping the horn at them, going, get out of the, move to the right. Well, in New York, they're taking it a step further, because texting while driving is really dangerous. That is something, because you literally have to take your eyes off the road in order to text. You can look at the road at least while you're talking on your phone, but while you're texting, that is very, very dangerous. Well, there is a law that is making its way through the New York State Legislature. What it says is this, and this is exactly what it says. Any person who operates a motor vehicle in the state shall be deemed to have given consent to field testing of his or her mobile data and or personal electronic device for the purpose of determining the use thereof while operating a motor vehicle, provided that such testing is conducted by or at the direction of a police officer. So in other words, if you get in an accident, whether it's a big accident or just a little fender bender, the police in New York State have the right to download the information on your phone to see if you were texting just before the accident. It's called a textilizer. And what they're saying is that if you operate a motor vehicle in the state, that is by having your license or just operating, I guess it's operating in the state, you have given consent to that at the scene. That the cops can say, give me your phone, and they can download the contents, your apps, everything, to see if you were texting. So that goes beyond just seeing if you were texting. They can download the contents of your phone. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL is the number. The thing about this is there's also similar legislation being considered in Tennessee and New Jersey. Once it starts in one state, it goes across the country. You saw it happen with seatbelts, which I don't have a problem with seatbelts. It's such, I grew up with, you know, at least my driving years with having to put them when I was a kid. We were unhinged and we flew all over that car. We were everywhere.
Who needs a seatbelt when you have another sibling to smack against?
Absolutely. Yeah. We were like pachinko balls in that car.
Have an older brother or sister hold you in the seat during the accident.
Or when you were in the way back, and then you had further to fly to actually hurt yourself. But so 888-630-9625. I actually side with the ACLU on this one. I don't like it. Excuse me, the New York Civil Liberties Union. They said this is a concern because our phones have some of our most personal and private information. So we're certain that if this law is enforced as it is proposed, it will not only violate people's privacy rights but also civil liberties. Texting is dangerous, but what happens? If I get a text that I have to respond to while I'm driving, I will pull over into a parking lot or onto the side of the road. I've done it on 95, not on the loop. I will not do it on loop because that's crazy. But I've done it on 95 where you have more open areas and there's a spot. I'll find a spot where it's a wide shoulder or a spot where I can pull over. And I will pull over. I will respond to that tweet, put my phone down, and then I continue driving. So if I have an accident 5 miles down the road, is the cop going to say, well, you were texting? Well, I was pulled over on the side of the road to text. That's what I did. I did the responsible thing, and I pulled over, texted, put my phone down, and then drove. So is that going to put me on the hook?
Yeah. Or, like, I don't know. I mean, I'm not for, in general, and this gives me a lot of pause, the idea that the cops can just start rifling through your personal files. Your phone, our phones carry, like, our entire life on them now. It's not just like, hey, a message of text message history. This is like everything is on there. That's the computer you travel with now. It keeps a copy. Your schedule's on there. Your emails are on there. Your financial data's on there. The phone is pivotal in the lives of so many people, especially in this area, for sure. And I'm just against this from a civil liberties standpoint. I feel like I'm glad to see the New York Civil Liberties Union stand up against something like this. You know, you mentioned responsible behavior. All of us, I think, have a little bit of irresponsible behavior. Some of us do, at least. I'll take credit for that. I engage in some light criminality occasionally. I'll tweet. Or not tweet. Tweeting is intense. But if somebody texts me, I might text back yes, no, or something like that. But, you know, keep driving. Is that a good thing to do? Probably not. I definitely shouldn't do that. I do think that laws that sort of forced everyone to stop in order to keep their phones down by your lap, like, this is what happens, is like you're not allowed to use your phone in your car. So what ends up happening is drivers who continue to do it decide, well, I'm not going to hold my phone up by the steering wheel. That's idiotic. The cops will see me. Take the phone, just keep it right by your lap. And now they're looking down. Now they're driving and looking down and texting. These laws have actually created perverse incentives. It's almost better if somebody could just pin their phone to the steering wheel and hit Y for yes and for no and have an eye on the road. You know what I mean?
My new car, you can press a button. It'll read the tweet. And then I can respond. It has options. Yes, no.
Yeah, the cars can help you. The cars can help you too.
Very quickly, Brett in Woodbridge, I want to get you in here to kick this off. Brett, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday. I totally agree with law enforcement. Well, once you commit an accident, they have a right to know if you were texting or not. Forget about the civil liberties. If you caused an accident, they have a right to know.
Do they have so you trust law enforcement to just look at your texts and delete all the other information that they download?
No, I don't trust them that, but they do. I really think they have a right to go look to see if you caused an accident.
Without a warrant? Without a warrant.
Well, but they caused an accident. They could have, if they're dishonest, they've got the right to find out what caused the accident.
I agree you have the right during an investigation to find out what caused the accident, but if it's a little fender bender, that a judge would never issue a warrant for to find out what happened in the accident, then I don't think they have. I think you need a warrant. That's just me. I think this is a warrant situation. That's just me. But I'm glad Brett disagrees. Brett, thank you so much. 888-630-9625. Do you trust the cops to delete all the other information that they can download from your phone with this textilizer program? It plugs into a computer, into a laptop, and it downloads everything on your phone. They can scroll through, find your text, and figure out whether you were texting just before the accident. Do you trust them to delete everything else? Because I kind of don't. It is 6:15 on WMAL.
Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia commuters, Mary, Vince, we have a very serious crash in the express lanes, shutting down northbound 95 express lanes right after the Prince William Parkway. In fact, they've closed the access from the Prince William Parkway to merge into those express lanes as well. And I'm just watching a medevac helicopter land at the scene of this crash. Now, for the main lines, they did not stop the main lines with this helicopter landing, but you do have the left lane blocked with emergency response. I know a lot of you are just sitting here in the backups in the express lanes, but have patience because it is a very serious incident. Now, for the southbound side of 95, not affected at all. You can barely see the accident activity coming southbound. But again, it's going to be the express lanes, 95, shut down near the Prince William Parkway, and there's still response, even watching a fire truck just coming up to the scene of the crash. Now, elsewhere, 66 in the lanes, very slow eastbound before you get to the exit for John Marshall Highway due to the crash. And in Maryland, also an overturned. What's going on? 29 northbound Silver Spring. Right at Randolph Cherry Hill Road, you ride that exit ramp and then rejoin north of the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today we got sunshine and clouds mixed, a high of 93 degrees. Tonight it'll be partly cloudy with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible, low of 76. And then tomorrow it'll be cloudy in the morning with scattered thunderstorms developing later in the day, high of 91 degrees. Right now in the nation's capital, it's 75. Traffic and weather brought to you by Mederma Skincare.
Mederma introduces fast-absorbing, multi-purpose, quick-dry oil with a unique blend of botanicals and oils to help improve the look of skin, scars, and stretch marks. Own your skin. Get new Mederma quick-dry oil. You'll find it in the first aid aisle.
So do you trust the police to delete anything else other than text history from their computer? If you get in an accident, they say, hand me your phone. What it does is it's a textilizer. It has had the police officer, you don't even have to take your phone. You can hold it. They attach a cord to your phone. The driver doesn't even have to let go of it, as I said, and it will download the information from your phone, and it'll process what the last activities were, text messages and so on, and a timestamp, so it can tell what apps were open on your phone, what apps were in use, screen taps, swipe, so anything that was open on your phone. So if you have Waze open and you swiped or hit it, all of that, anything that was open will show. They say it will only capture taps and swipes to determine if a driver was using the phone. They say it will not download content, but civil libertarians are saying, we don't buy it, that it can download content.
This seems like a Fifth Amendment violation if they can compel you to do that. You have a constitutional right against self-incrimination. You have the right to not turn that phone over to the cop. Like, no, actually, I'm not giving it to you. I don't have to.
The state of New York is saying, nope, if you want to drive in our state, that you're giving consent. 888-630-9625. I don't trust it. I think there are too many variables here. Josh in Leesburg. Joshua, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Do you think this is a good law? Is it time to stop people texting?
Well, no, I don't agree with it, and I don't think it's a good law. But you'll start to have people who will just turn their phones off and put them away so the cops can't see them and say, I don't have a phone, because they will not unless they see the phone, they won't have a probable cause to be able to search you to get it. And also, I think what people will do is, well, they'll just turn their phone off or have it coded and just say, well, I don't know the code. And then they won't be able to, even if they plug the phone in, if they can't get the code to open up the phone, they won't be able to get the data they need.
I imagine that there'll be some people, Josh, who will use this as an exonerating effort, though, because there's some people getting accidents who weren't using their phones who'd be like, hey, I just want to clear this additional thing out of the way. Would you take my phone and do the textilizer on it just to prove that I wasn't doing anything incorrect with the phone? There may be people, maybe people who want to volunteer this.
If you want to, that's fine. I don't like giving them the ability to download information from my phone and then trust them.
Making it compulsory.
To delete it. I just don't like it. Even voluntarily, I don't like it. Chris in West Virginia, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Chris, do you trust the cops in this one?
No, and I am a cop, so...
All right. So I should not trust you, okay.
I trust Chris. He sounds like a trustworthy guy. Go ahead, Chris.
This sounds a lot like, honestly, a Fourth Amendment issue. I mean, consent has to be explicit. So, yeah, New York can say, well, if you drive in my state, then you're consenting to that. But if I'm driving through your state, well, I didn't specifically consent that you can go through my phone. You can't seize my phone or any of the data on it without a warrant. Clearly, the most appropriate action here would be if the officer has reasonable suspicion or probable cause that you were texting while driving, committing a crime, he needs to get a warrant to go through your phone. Period.
That's what I thought. And the fact that there seems to be an argument between the Civil Liberties Union and the people who are promoting this as to what it downloads from your phone, what information it does or doesn't download, and then what they have to do with that information is very bothersome. I'm with you. If you have a little fender bender with somebody, the right that the police are going to say, give me your phone, I'm going to download all the information off of it to find out if you were at fault.
They already do this in real cases when they need to seek a warrant to get data off of a phone. We see it all the time with serious cases where they're doing criminal investigations. They get a warrant, and I don't think that this should be any different.
Totally agree. 888-630-9625, 622 on WMAL.
Are you ignoring your 401k? If so, it could cost you a small fortune. Learn 7 strategies that could reboot your 401k on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Premio Sausage presents Life's Biggest Questions.
Mark, you just led your team to victory today. Do you have anything to say?
Yeah, what kind of sausage are they grilling out there? I can practically taste it from here.
Let's go back up to the booth.
Well, Diana, by the smell of things, there's no doubt they're cooking Premio Italian sausage. Premio is made with butcher-quality cuts of meat, authentic Italian spices, and nothing else. Just add your own personal touch for a winning recipe.
When sausage is the question, Premio is the answer. Premio, the way sausage should be.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor to tell you about Genucel. With its immediate effects, it's only 50% off for a limited time only. That's right, half-price clearance sale for Genucel. Order Genucel for bags and puffiness right now. You'll also get Chamonix's new Platinum Tan Enhancing Body Lotion as a free gift. Perfect hydration, tan, and protection. You'll rejuvenate, hydrate, and maintain that summer glow with a lotion unlike anything you've ever tried before, so you can sit back, relax, and enjoy the beach with healthier, tighter skin. And the bags and puffiness under your eyes, they'll be gone. Join Chamonix. These million satisfied customers and feel confident in your eyes, your face, and your body. I use these products and I love them. I know you will too. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. As always, Genucel works in 12 hours or your money back. Platinum Tan Enhancing Body Lotion is free while supplies last. Call or click now, and shipping is also free. This half-price clearance is not going to be around forever. Go to Genucel.com or call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
When it's time to sell your home, whether by choice or necessity, it's understandable to want top dollar. With Frank Prindle & Associates for RE/MAX Allegiance, you never need to worry. Frank Prindle, a West Point grad and military vet, uses a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for 8% more money than the average local agent. When Elroy lost his job, he knew he needed to sell his home. He heard about Frank and his incredible marketing system, so he gave him a call. In just 1 week, Frank had multiple offers, and Elroy accepted an offer for top dollar. That's the power of Frank Prindle. There's no risk to working with Frank. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Not only does the nation's leading authority on real estate, Barbara Corcoran, exclusively recommend Frank in D.C., Frank has been endorsed by Sean Hannity of Fox News Channel as well. So call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
All right, 625 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, no change on the serious crash in Virginia. Medevac helicopter remains at the scene of the accident in the express lanes. Shut down northbound 95 as you come up to the Prince William Parkway. Again, nobody gets by in the express lanes. You need to head over to the main lines. Also, Route 1 is an option for an alternate for you as well as you come north out through Woodbridge. So, looking at the main lines as well, have about a 2-mile backup in the main lines. You can see all this activity, and you lose the left lane with fire and rescue response. But again, medevac helicopter closing at the scene of the crash. Closed is northbound 95 at the Prince William Parkway. The express lanes closed. Main lines, 2 lanes get you by. Now, elsewhere, we've been struggling a little bit here on 66 in the plains with an unusual backup due to the crash. East on 66 before you get to John Marshall Highway. Still looking at those backups there with the right lane blocked. 270 looks okay. We had a report of a crash southbound in Rockville, unfound, so nothing there, which is good news. And Maryland and Silver Spring, north on 29, closed at Randolph Cherry Hill Road. You're forced off to the exit there and then ride the exit ramps to rejoin north of the crash. And finally, here is a way you can save time. You spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Heat ran back in yesterday, made it above 90. Probably going to do it again today. Humidity, a southwest breeze, clouds, sunshine, and 93. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
73 degrees at Reagan National, 626.
Let's go right to Don in Maryland. Don, do you have a problem with, if you're in an accident, the police being able to take your phone, download the information on it, and determine if you were texting just before the accident? Don, good morning. Don?
Hello, Don. This is Tom.
Okay, Tom. Hi, Tom.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so my basic point with your call taker was, if they have software that can tell, you know, that data was transferred, not look at the specific data and tell the velocity of the phone at the time, then I could at least live with it, because it would be able to tell you, okay, yeah, you sent out a text message or something on Facebook, but you were parked versus driving down the road. I could live with that. But short of that, I'm not a real big fan of this.
Yeah, and I get that too, but why can't they've been able to tell who's been at fault up until this point forever, right?
Right.
So why do they need this information?
Yeah, it sounds to me like both a Fourth and a Fifth Amendment violation. That's crazy, and we shouldn't let that happen.
You know what else is crazy? I actually agree with the ACLU on something, so it's a bad day.
628 on WMAL.
Celebrate America's independence with America's luxury brand, Ted Britt Lincoln. Experience customization you can only get from Lincoln Black Label. And Ted Britt for Life. Lifetime vehicle coverage you can only get from Ted Britt Lincoln of Chantilly. We'll even pick up and deliver your vehicle for all maintenance and warranty service. Prestigious Lincoln Black Label, protected by Ted Britt for Life Lifetime Vehicle Coverage. Shop online now at TedBrittLincoln.com.
I love being a bartender. I love waiting tables. But at the end of my shift, my feet were killing me. And then I saw the Good Feet store.
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Kristen enjoy their work again without their feet getting in the way.
I'd been in so much pain, and suddenly I'm completely pain-free. My name is Kristen, and that's my Good Feet story.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet store.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 and Park.
Finding great people to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's time to try ZipRecruiter, where 80% of jobs get a qualified candidate in just one day. How? Using powerful technology, ZipRecruiter matches your job to the right candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crying before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Go to ring.com/advantage and save $150 off of a Ring of Security kit. That's ring.com/advantage.
All right, keep your phones down and your radios on because Kevin Daly from the Daily Caller News Foundation is coming up next to talk about this travel ban. Extreme vetting. President Trump's working on it. Took place last night. All the details straight ahead on WMAL. 6:30, time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Just what you didn't need to start your holiday weekend, a traffic problem on I-95 in Northern Virginia. Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Where exactly is the problem?
It's coming out of Woodbridge and heading up toward the Prince William Parkway, Bill. Serious accident is in the express lanes. Happened right about 6 o'clock. They've sent a medevac helicopter to the scene of the crash. Still shut down all of the express lanes, northbound 95, right at the Prince William Parkway. Also has an effect on the main lines as well. You lose a lane with major tie-ups heading through there. I'll have more coming up in traffic.
Looks like the Washington NFL franchise will continue to be known as the Redskins and will likely keep its trademarks. The five Native Americans who've been fighting the team over the trademark registrations have ended their legal fight in light of a Supreme Court decision last week upholding the trademarks of an Asian American rock band with a name that many had considered offensive. Parts of President Trump's travel ban are now in effect. The executive order blocks travelers from six mostly Muslim countries from coming into the U.S. unless they have family relationships with someone here.
Only some family relationships fall under this umbrella, including parents, children, spouses, sons and daughters-in-law, and siblings. Not included, grandparents, grandchildren, aunts, uncles, cousins, nieces, nephews, or other extended family. However, the State Department issued a correction late Thursday to include fiancés as exempt from the ban and to be treated as spouses.
Correspondent Andy Rose. Plans for a new FBI headquarters in the Washington suburbs could be in jeopardy. A House panel has removed some $200 million for the new headquarters. Members of Congress from Maryland are blasting the move, with Steny Hoyer and Anthony Brown calling it reprehensible. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,287, the Nasdaq at 61,44. Sports, the Nationals' bullpen stumbles again as the Cubs rally and beat the Nats. The O's beat the Blue Jays. WNBA, the Mystics win. And David Lingmuth has the lead going into play today at the Quicken Loans National. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Summer is here, and if your house is uncomfortable or your first cooling bill of the season was through the roof, Thompson Creek Windows can help. Hi, this is Mary Walter with great news. If you make an appointment with Thompson Creek Window Company for this Saturday, July 1st through Monday, July 3rd, you'll save an additional 5% off on top of their incredible summer window sale. Plus, no money down and no interest until 2019. Thompson Creek is the name you know, and now is the time to take advantage of amazing savings. Get an additional 5% off on top of their incredible summer window sale, plus no money down and no interest until 2019. But you must make an appointment with Thompson Creek Window Company for this Saturday, July 1st through Monday, July 3rd. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details and call 855-57-CREEK to make your appointment for this weekend. That's 855-57-CREEK, 855-57-CREEK.
Home, sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Chris Plant here. You may have heard me talk about the 2017 Chevy Bolt EV, the all-electric vehicle that can go 238 miles on a full charge. But did you know that it's full of EV technologies to help you maximize your range? Things like Regen on Demand, a regenerative braking pedal that restores energy to the battery while you slow down. If you haven't already, you need to check it out. The Chevy Bolt EV is not just a great electric car, it's a great car.
Many Americans' top retirement concern is running out of money. Listen to the Savvy Investor Radio, Sunday mornings at 6 with Mike Kinnett of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group. As a financial planner with a master's in taxation and an estate planning attorney, Mike translates today's complex retirement issues into easy-to-understand steps.
Our goal every week is to discuss strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible.
The Savvy Investor Radio and SavvyInvestorTV.com, Sunday mornings at 6 here on WMAL.
Today. If you're like me, you wear multiple hats and do not have time to tackle everything on your dreaded to-do list. For me, I'm a wife and mother. I cook the meals, clean the house, and do the laundry, all while juggling a full-time job. Luckily, my friend showed me an app called Tackle. That's T-A-K-L. It's an on-demand home services app that's made my life so much easier. Like today, I need to go to the grocery store, take the dog to the vet, help the kids with homework, and send my boss the updated report. Oh, that doctor's appointment is this afternoon? Today is a Tackle kind of day. Tackle is an amazing app that connects me with background-checked people who can help with all kinds of pre-priced small jobs and chores. Things like house cleaning, laundry, yard work, hauling off junk, and more. I can have a Tackle provider at my house in about an hour to help with my never-ending to-do list. Text the keyword LIFE to 47400 to download the free Tackle app today. That's LIFE to 47400. Gonna be a good
day. In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Try Metro 29 Diner. Open daily from 6 a.m. until midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Terrible crash. Virginia commuters, Interstate 95 in the express lanes. HOV lanes shut down. Northbound 95 right at the Prince William Parkway. So here's what's happening at the scene of the crash. They've landed a medevac helicopter. At the main lines, you lose the left lane with fire and rescue response, tracking about a 2+ mile delay on the main line. Same story with the express lanes. And right now, they're trying to get the drivers turned around in the express lanes to send them over to the main lines. Also, Route 1 is going to pick up some bailout traffic. And guess what? For the southbound side, you have your travel lanes open, but it is slowing because you're able to get a peek at this as you come south on Interstate 95. So affected in all directions, 95 north and south, and the express lanes, again, remain shut down northbound side. Let's get into Maryland. We still have a lot of activity. Overturned vehicle on 29 in Silver Spring, northbound at Randolph. Cherry Hill Road still closed, but they have that overturned vehicle now on the tow truck. So looks like they could clear this hopefully before you get to the 7 o'clock hour. You're diverted. Randolph Cherry Hill Road not costing you too much extra time. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hot holiday weekend coming up. Some storms around as we head through Saturday, but most of the next 5 days will be dry and hot. 93 today, a cloud sun mix. Late day storms tomorrow, 91. Low to maybe middle 90 Sunday, Monday, and Independence Day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 69 in Woodbridge, 72 and only 73 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
Good morning. It is 6:37 on WMAL on this Friday morning. Congratulations. You made it. Joining us at 7:05, Steve King is a U.S. Congressman, represents the 4th District of Iowa, and we're going to get into the immigration bills with him and talk about those passing yesterday and what that means. At 8:35, it's Tucker Carlson. You know who he is. You know Fox News Channel. I mean, you might have heard of this guy. He's going to give us a breakdown. He had a very interesting message to President Trump last night. And we're going to talk to him about that, maybe find out what he thinks about the tweets as well. I'm Mary Walter sitting alongside Vince Colonese on this Friday morning. Good morning, Vince.
The tweets. Good morning, Mary. It's good to be here. We are joined now by Kevin Daly. He's an investigative reporter. He's the legal correspondent for the Daily Caller News Foundation. And Kevin, you've been tracking this travel ban that finally took place last night. It finally went into effect. Have we seen any drama yet in the hours that this thing's been in effect?
Hey, good morning, Vince. Good morning, Mary. Not so much. The implementation of the second executive order has not at all tracked the implementation of the first executive order on refugees and migrants. It took effect at 8 o'clock last night. We have not seen the kind of chaos at airports that marked implementation of the first order. There has been some litigation connected to the scope of the exemptions the Supreme Court established earlier this week in its ruling on the travel ban, but we have not seen the sort of chaos and rapid-fire litigation that attended the implementation of the first order.
Why do you have a sense of why that is, why we didn't see 1,000 lawyers rush to Dulles Airport yesterday?
Sure. So in the first place, the State Department issued very clear guidance as to who might qualify for an exception to the travel ban. So because of that, there hasn't been very much to litigate. But in the second place, the Supreme Court's decision on Monday, I think, is best described by the term temperature cooling. They issued a straightforward, sober opinion, and they did so per curiam. That is to say that they did not sign their opinion. And in doing so, they wanted to make clear that in this heated political time, they were speaking as an institution, and that as an institution, their message was one of prudence and an appeal to calmer heads. And I think that a lot of the lower federal courts have taken that very seriously.
We see Hawaii, of course, jumping to clarify is what they want on the relatives who are allowed and who are not allowed. The big brouhaha right. seems to be grandparents, grandchildren, you know, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, and on and on and on. This really is restricted to just immediate family, correct?
Yeah. So, to the extent that there will be any litigation around this order, it will concern the scope of exemptions from the travel ban, and it does have to do with family members who will be allowed to come into the country while the travel ban is in effect. So, intimate relations like parents, children, and now fiancés will be exempt from the travel ban, but more distant relations, including aunts, uncles, cousins, and even grandparents, according to the State Department, will not be allowed to enter the country. The scope of that guidance is being challenged, as you say, by Hawaii's Attorney General Doug Chin and former Solicitor General Neil Katyal, who's one of the most prominent members of the Washington Bar. But I don't think we're going to get a ruling in that litigation until next week.
Gotcha. So the original ban was scheduled to last for, 90 days, right? It was supposed to be a moratorium right. that they were going to use to establish what their vetting processes were. Has that countdown timer began at the moment of the Supreme Court's decision, or are we waiting further indications from the Supreme Court before it officially begins?
So the 90-day period began last night at 8 o'clock. That was actually the product of a slight revision that the administration made earlier this month to the executive order as a response to all of the injunctions that had been issued by lower courts.
Okay. Gotcha.
See, and I was listening to people saying, a woman on the news saying that, you know, I'm getting married, and I'm so worried because, you know, my grandparents can't come, this one can't come, that. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, well, if President Trump had allowed to have this temporary ban in place when he wanted it to, this wouldn't even be a concern right now because it would be over already.
And who wants to go to a destination wedding? If you're in Somalia, why are you, like, traveling thousands of miles away? That's pretty inconvenient. You're going to kill your grandma. What are you doing?
What are they doing during this time? So we have the temporary ban. What does this accomplish? What does this allow the administration to do now?
Well, I would just like to make one point as to this issue that you raised. The administration also can grant waivers on a case-by-case basis in case visa applicants present some sort of scenario like that to a consular officer. So the odds of a person in the scenarios that you describe being denied entry are actually quite low. In terms of practical effects, was that your question?
Well, I just want to know very quickly, what are they going to do during these 90 days?
Oh, sure. So they'll be reassessing our vetting procedures, and they'll be preparing a series of reports for several cabinet officers and for the president as to what measures, if any, can be taken to improve our vetting procedures for refugees and migrants.
All right, well, the clock has started. Let's see if they can do something. Kevin Daly, thanks for bringing some real details to this for us, and I think making our audience a little bit smarter this morning. I appreciate that, sir.
Hey, great to be with you guys.
6:43 now on WMAL.
Selling your home is one of the only events in your life when thousands of dollars can be gained or lost with the stroke of a pen. What other investment have you sold that's any larger, right? It's Larry O'Connor here, and that's why I love recommending my real estate agents, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie are battle-tested professionals, and they know how to put the most money in your pocket. You see, they already have the buyers. Get this. The Reynolds Team recently sold a home in Herndon in just 5 days for $20,000 over the asking price. It doesn't matter the size or price range. The Reynolds Team delivers the results you need. If you're thinking of calling another agent to sell your home, please, my strong advice is to get the second opinion of absolute pros, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds. Call the Reynolds Team direct. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Tired of making endless high mortgage payments? Listen up. You may be able to save thousands. Some have even saved tens of thousands. Now is the time for WMAL listeners to call Network Capital Funding Corporation. Their rates are near historic lows, so you can lower your rate, reduce your term, drop the mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, or even use your home equity to purchase investment properties. Network Capital is a direct lender, and their process is fast, simple, and secure. Take advantage of their special offer of a 10-year fixed rate of 2.75% for the 2.99% APR. That's right. The rate is 2.75% with an APR of 2.99%. Call now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Network Capital is featured on the Mortgage Radio Show, heard here Saturdays at 1 p.m. Call 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. State rate subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-700-8068 for additional cost information.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Vince, no change here. Interstate 95, the update is still shut down in the express lanes. It's been like this for about 45 minutes now. Northbound 95, right at the Prince William Parkway. So for everybody coming north, say from Dumfries, heading through Dale City, need to be in the main lines. In fact, the commuters that are stuck behind the crash, police are trying to turn those commuters around and get them into the main lines. Again, northbound 95 express lanes remain closed. Car involved overturned. Sent a medevac helicopter to the scene of the crash. I know it's very serious. Over to Route 1 through Woodbridge, picking up a lot of the bailout traffic as well. About a 3-mile delay on the main lines. You lose the left lane at the scene of the crash. Busy on 66, too. Let's go 66. Fairfax County worked in the crash as you head past 50. Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. Two left lanes are blocked there. Maryland, a little bit better news for you here. Reopened 29 in Silver Spring. Northbound at Randolph Cherry Hill Road. Crash cleared. No delay. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hot holiday weekend coming up. Some storms around as we head through Saturday, but most of the next 5 days will be dry and hot. 93 today, a cloud sun mix. Late day storms tomorrow, 91. Low to maybe middle 90s Sunday, Monday, and Independence Day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now at Reagan National, 73 degrees, 6:47 on WMAL.
Every now and then, well, actually not every now and then, I'm just going to start to say on a regular basis now, I find myself questioning the logic of some on the left. And some on the right, too. Who am I kidding? But on the left, this is what really... You know, they had a queer dance party in front of Mike Pence's house when he was living in by Melania Trump. Remember?
It's so bizarre.
And they get out there, and they've got... And they're yelling things that children shouldn't hear, and they're dressed in ways that children shouldn't see, and they're out there twerking, yeah. And this is somehow going to make him change his stance on gay marriage, right?
Well, you can't spell freedom of assembly without... Sorry.
So there is a company called Unbound, and they apparently make personal massagers for people, adult personal massagers.
Okay.
All right, you know what I'm talking about?
I guess
all
so,
right.
if you insist.
Okay. And it's a toy company for adults.
Yeah, okay.
And they are urging people to send personal massagers, adult toys, to members of Congress in order to support Planned Parenthood.
I don't get this.
Now, try to connect those dots. And as hard as I try, I'm having a hard time following the logic of this. What they're saying is that if you send one of these toys to a member of Congress, this member of Congress is suddenly going to go, oh my gosh, what was I thinking? We should totally fund Planned Parenthood. How does that work? Anybody? Mike McKay's looking at me like I got six heads. I don't understand how this is supposed to make someone change their mind about funding Planned Parenthood.
I don't think this is not a hearts and minds thing. It's definitely a publicity stunt. They say that they're going to give money that they make, revenues that they make, to Planned Parenthood. But you're right. It doesn't seem like those two goals are married. If they're sending these things to members of Congress, they're discouraging the business model that actually funds Planned Parenthood, the abortion thing.
It's true.
It's not there's some incongruity here that's not quite making any sense, but I guess the point is it doesn't have to make sense. It's
clearly program's called Vibes for Congress.
Uh-huh.
And they say 75% of all proceeds from the sale of the personal massagers that they send to members of Congress will benefit Planned Parenthood. Why not just have 100%? But if that's your thing, why not just write a check to Planned Parenthood instead of going through the middleman here and all this ridiculousness?
Yeah,
and they're just going to get thrown. I would assume, unless they're going to be used, given away at the Christmas party. But they're just going to get thrown. You're paying to have something put in a landfill, right? So now you're putting something in it. It just, none of it makes sense to
me.
And they say
President Trump's the indecent one.
There you go. Exactly.
This is more wildness incoming to Congress. 6:50 now on WMAL.
Have you still not refinanced your mortgage? Well, soon you may be kicking yourself in the head. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial, and interest rates have gone up recently and will continue to rise, but they're still at historical lows. So don't delay. Let us lower your monthly payment, consolidate a first and second, pay off other debt, or drop you into a 15-year loan with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan. We'll pay for your appraisal, title, underwriting, settlement fee, everything. Do not miss out on this historic opportunity. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, you'll pay no closing costs. You won't spend a dime. Think about it. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial now is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. So call us at 888-455-3669. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial. That's 888-455-3669. 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Most West Virginians don't have a choice. We don't get to decide how much our healthcare costs go up. No one's asking us if older Americans should be charged 5 times more for coverage than everyone else. And it's not our decision if Congress cuts Medicaid, leaving millions of seniors without the care they need. No, we don't get to make those choices. But Senator Capito, you do. And the choice you make on the new health care bill in Congress will decide whether countless West Virginians keep their health coverage or have it stripped away, especially people over 50. It's your choice whether to stand with us or support a bill being written in secret. A bill that could make it harder for us to afford to go to the doctor, fill our prescriptions, or get the basic medical care we depend on. Just one vote could be enough to stop this bill. And Senator Capito, that vote is yours.
Call Senator Capito today. Tell her to vote no on the health care bill. Paid for by AARP.
This is such a blow to investors.
Do it right now. Breaking news.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, fast-talking salespeople, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. It might be easier to ignore it or deny it, or just hold on and tough it out and see where it goes. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Let me introduce you to my good friend Coach Pete right here on the Financial Safari. Whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or haven't even thought about it, now is the time to get protection from market volatility. Meet with Coach Pete and his team, and they can help you determine how much risk you're taking, as well as potential red flags that could cause problems for you down the road. Give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
6:53, let's check in on how your money's doing with Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk.
And good morning. Futures are higher right now after the plunge in tech stocks yesterday and a big Dow drop. The Dow was down 168 points yesterday. Markets are higher in Europe right now. Crude oil is trading higher again this morning. Investors wrap up the month of June, the second quarter, and the first half of the year today. Shares of Nike are soaring in the pre-market. It reported positive earnings late yesterday, as well as a deal with Amazon to sell its shoes directly through Amazon.com. A double whammy for college students as colleges raise tuition for the fall. Starting tomorrow, federal student loan interest rates go up 0.7%. That actually can mean thousands more to pay back on new loans. The Minions are back in theaters today. Universal's Despicable Me 3 is out, along with Warner Brothers' comedy The House with Will Ferrell and Amy Poehler. Sony's new Baby Driver got a jump start on the weekend. It opened last night. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL.
Finding great people to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's time to try ZipRecruiter, where 80% of jobs get a qualified candidate in just one day. How? Using powerful technology, ZipRecruiter matches your job to the right candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Mike Leake.
Swing and a miss.
The Cards ace blanked the Nats in April. Daniel Murphy.
C.U. Tater.
Busted out, and the Nationals won the series. Filling in the blanks versus filling up the box score. Frame the game. Nationals, Cardinals. The series starts tonight at 7:30 on Masson 2.
Ain't baseball great?
All right, 6:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5, Jamie Witten keeping track of a crash on northbound 95. What's going on, Jamie, in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center?
Vince, a slight change here at the scene of the crash. It's been going on for about an hour where everyone has been stopped in the express lanes. Northbound 95 at the Prince William Parkway. Now, they're just releasing the right shoulder. Medevac helicopter has left the scene of the crash. So what they're doing right now, right shoulder in the express lanes for the commuters that have been stuck in the backups. They had been sending everyone over to the main line. So I'm going to be watching this closely still. If you can't stick with the main lines, even though we're jammed out of Dumfries and heading toward the Occoquan to get past this crash at the Prince William Parkway. Southbound side, you can see it. So if you're trying to get out of Dodge, as Ray Stajic says, we're very slow 95 south over the Occoquan to Rubberneck at the scene of the crash. On 66, better news. You are in delays getting past 50 Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, but great work by crews here. They've been able to quickly get all the cars involved in the crash to the right shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll try to get it all in here right through your 4th of July holiday because there's not too much going on except the heat. Low to mid-90s daytime highs right through Tuesday. The only day we mentioned thunderstorms may be later tomorrow into tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently at Reagan National, it's 73 degrees, 6:56 now on WMAL.
You know, by the time Friday rolls around, I don't know about you, Vince, I'm feeling old, right? You get a little worn down.
You age each week?
Yeah, I do. I do, especially when that alarm goes off at 2:45. It takes like another 3 months off my life.
Fun fact, Mary, you are the oldest you've ever been today.
This is very true. I look older than that. I got to find out Mika's plastic surgeon. But there is a woman in China who's going to put us all to shame. I'm Alamiha Seti. Was born June 15th, 1886. She just celebrated her 131st birthday.
What?
With some of her descendants in attendance, only 56 of her descendants could make it. Her 131st birthday, according to the China News Service. It's amazing. I don't want to live to be 131. And I have to tell you, for 131, I don't know what 131 should look like. I pretty much thought it would be skeletal. She looks good because she's still breathing, and I guess the bar is low at that point in the game. Yeah.
Okay, this sounds like fake news. Who lives to 131? She had to have been born in
1886.
There you go. 1886?
I know.
It's just not possible.
She
refuse to believe this.
She eats a lot of yogurt. She loves having visitors, and she says someone comes to see her almost every day. A local doctor, Abdul Rasuli, checked her on her birthday and found normal blood pressure and normal blood sugar levels. It's the Gerontological Society of China named her the country's oldest person in 2013, and carrying the world flag records. It's not the Guinness records claims her to be the world's oldest person. The Guinness Book of World Records has a different standard for proof of age, so they do not list her. They list a French woman who died in 1997 at the age of 122 years 164 days as the oldest.
See, even Guinness is with me. Guinness suspects the same thing. This is fake news.
Wait, and if I told you she was 122, you would say the same thing?
I probably would,
it.
But they at least got the documentation on that.
The oldest living man was a Japanese man whose name I can't even come close to pronouncing, who died in June of 2013 after having lived 116 years and 54 days.
Come on, try to pronounce the name.
Okay. Jiroiman Kimura. I got Kimura down.
Let's go with that.
Let's go with Joe. Joe Kimura of Japan.
All right, so let's pretend this woman is actually 131. Does she have like a good diet? Do we know?
It doesn't say anything about her diet. She was born the same year that Carl Benz pioneered his car in Karlsruhe, Germany. The first, they claim it's the first successful gasoline-powered car. Wasn't that Ford?
There's a lot of fake news in this story, I think.
Wasn't that Ford? I still think she's 131. I say poo on you, Vince.
Fake news to end the hour here on Mornings on the Mall. Here's what's coming up, though, some real news.
Yes, Steve King, U.S. Congressman from Iowa, will be joining us to talk about this immigration, those two bills passed yesterday.
Yeah, meanwhile, the New York Times entire newsroom was in chaos yesterday as the editing desk walked out. They claimed that there are errors all over the paper. You may already know that, but we're going to talk about it a little bit more coming up on Mornings on the Mall. Right now, it's 7 o'clock.